I guess the first thing you need to know about Mills Brew Pub and Eatery is that it isn't a brew pub, at least not in the widely accepted definition of the term. When I visit a brew pub, I expect to find beer brewing on the premises. Mills Brew Pub is not in the brewing business. It is also surprising that in a time when it's common to find even small restaurants offering up to 40 taps of draft beer, a place that calls itself a brew pub and doesn't brew beer also has only 6 beers on tap. It makes up for its draft deficit, if not for the lack of its own brew, with an extensive list of bottled craft and imported beers. There should be enough variety to satisfy any budding cicerone. The menu is certainly pubby enough. There are burgers and sandwiches for American tastes, and the likes of fish and chips, bangers and mash, and shepherd's pie for a British flair. The foie gras mousse appetizer seemed a little out of place, a bit too highfalutin amid the potato skins, mozzarella sticks, and Belgian fries. But that's okay because it was a nice meal starter, a smooth pâté served with toasted French bread. I chose the beef pub burger for my entree. The ground beef had duck fat blended into the thick patty and was topped with a slice of cheddar cheese and bacon crumbles. It was a very good burger. My companion chose the lamb entree, a sort of Irish stew with shredded meat, carrots, and onions in a thick gravy. The interior features blackboards and faux cracked plaster. There are a few inevitable televisions hanging about, but to the credit of my fellow diners, they went unwatched. And that's how it should be, especially in an atmosphere like this, in a neighborhood like this. It should be more about conviviality, enjoying your company, the food, and a cold brew, wherever it comes from.